Hello, Goodbye, and Happy Birthday is an innovative new work that sheds a light on, well, getting older, based on a form of documentary audio script. This play draws on real-life experiences to reflect upon both our transition into adulthood and our transition into aged care facilities. This morning, we're joined on the line by director and playwright Roslyn Odes. Good morning, Roslyn.
Good morning, Sophie. Thanks for having me on.
Not a problem. How are you going?
Yeah, great. I'm so happy at the moment. It's just such a privilege as an artist to be able to remount a work. I made this work originally for the Melbourne Festival a couple of years ago, and it's taken a couple of years to get it up and touring Australia. And just as an artist making new work, it's so great to have that second go at, you know, refining things. And I'm very happy.
Did you have to refine much?
Well, you know, when you make a new work, because it took me 2 years to make this work, because it's live theatre, you only really know what it is when you see it in front of a live audience.
Mm.
So it was just, you know, festivals are quite short, so it was on for 2 weeks, and I kind of just worked out what it was, and it went well, but I've just been able to just tweak transitions and a bit of the content, and now it feels finished.
Well, it's quite a transition, period of time though, 2 years.
Yeah, well, but that's Australia. It's very hard to remount professional work here, especially if it's new work. And the distance between cities, we're going the whole way around Australia, is, you know, it's just so far and so expensive that it requires a lot of support to do it properly, because I really believe in paying artists. So I had to, make sure that, I had the right amount of investors and funding. So all the venues have, are supporting the work financially, but also the Australia Council is supporting us through Touring Australia to tour the work between venues and put up the accommodation. So everything's covered. Everyone's on union wages and I'm happy.
in that period of time, did the story for you change a bit? Or did aging for you change?
Well, it's been kind of confronting because, as you said in your introduction, it's a piece of documentary theatre, audio theatre. And so the process of making the work was I spent 18 months interviewing people who were 18, just finishing school on that threshold. And also at the other end, the threshold, but, you know, people over the age of 80 that were going into or had just entered into some form of aged care. So I was essentially interviewing people at the very beginning of adult life and the very last few years of adult life. So most of the people at that end of the show have actually passed away. So in that sense, it's quite confronting, and the words feel all the more profound, and the gallows humour is all the more admirable because of, just those few years. You know, I really did have the privilege of meeting those people in the last few years of their lives. And that was, felt quite profound to have that perspective.
Mm, you interviewed at least 80 people to get the work. What was that experience like, and how were their experiences so different to each other, and how did you kind of combine that into one work?
Yeah, well, that's a very challenging thing with documentary work, is how do you draw it all together? And as you said, I interviewed 80 people, so over an 18-month period, so that's a lot of audio. Obviously, not everything went in. There are 9 interwoven interviews in the finished work. But I guess the way I pulled the materials together is I asked the 18-year-olds and the 80 to 100-year-olds the same set of questions, and that enabled me to draw the parallels between those two worlds. And also the work set at a birthday party, so I went to as many 18th, 80th, 90th and 100th birthday parties as I could crash during that time.
Wow.
On the search for the perfect amateur birthday speech from both age groups. So the work is sort of set at a birthday party, and I guess there is a narrative experience in that you feel like you've arrived at a birthday party and you see a space being set up. There are, you know, speeches and carry on and drinking and then the space is kind of left as a bit of a mess and packed up at the end. So in that sense, I've been able to shape the documentary around, you know, situating the audience in a community hall, you know, at a milestone birthday party. I guess it's a mashup between hanging out with groups of 18-year-olds and people aged 80 to 100.
How was it, like, going back to 18 when you're like, oh, you're so young, you're little babies, to, like, you know, 80-year-olds who's like, you've seen so much, like, it's
yeah,
such
it
a giant
really
scope.
Actually. I mean, and I mean, I feel like 18-year-olds today seem a lot more stressed than I was at that age, and that I feel like there's a lot of anxiety issues going on in that age group that kind of really surprised me.
Mm.
But also just meeting them on the cusp of graduating, and I went to schoolies on the Gold Coast.
Oh, my gosh.
I sort of admired how free they seemed as well at that age, because they were really like letting their... I kind of caught them at that point before they got their results, a lot of them, and they were just kind of... They still knew how to be kids and be free, which I felt a bit jealous of. But I also felt for them, you know, because I think it is terrifying, that thing of suddenly being handed the steering wheel to life. Like you have to make all these decisions for yourself all of a sudden, which is wonderful because you've been in institutions so long. But I think it's kind of a terrifying and exciting point in life, and that makes great drama.
I can only imagine. So this is an audio script in a way. So how did you adapt it into a theatre piece?
Yeah, well, for people of that make podcasts and like yourself as a a radio host, like it'd be very familiar to you, that terrain of collecting audio. But the thing that makes this a piece of theatre is that I have the actors on stage wearing headphones throughout the entire performance and throughout our rehearsal period, and what they are hearing is my edited audio script. So the audience doesn't hear that; only the actors hear that, and they repeat what they hear as precisely as possible to the audience, which sounds a little bit strange, but it's actually extremely accessible, and it just makes the text of the script exactly like real life. And as an artist, it also allows me to play with mismatching. So the work is quite delightful for audiences in that I have a cast of older actors in their 70s and young actors close to 18. And the young actors play the older voices and the older actors play the young voices with such precision. Yeah, it's quite delightful. They do a really great job.
I'm just trying to imagine this kind of headphone verbatim style on stage and the switch around of the ages. It sounds incredible to watch, but for someone who's never experienced that before, is it confronting seeing an actor on stage with headphones on?
Well, I think people forget the headphones after a while. I mean, I certainly try and reveal the technology because I think it's a richer experience for the audience knowing that, those senior actors are really hearing the voices of real 18-year-olds and vice versa. People actually, it's a great show for people that have never been to the theatre before, and I really love bringing new audiences to the theatre because it's so accessible and so familiar. Especially this show, because we all know 18-year-olds and we all used to be 18 if we're past that age. And we all have older people in our lives that are dealing with aged care. So it's so familiar, all this stuff. And the perfect audience for me is, like yesterday we had a school show and they just find it hilarious seeing older actors speak like them. And confronting seeing young actors that look like them speaking the words of people close to death and making jokes about it. And it's great. I love when there's an audience that's half made up of teenagers and half made up of older people, because they just laugh at completely different points. And it's it's a really great little community to bring together, because there's usually such a gap between those ages. So anyone that's interested in coming, please bring a teenager or bring someone in their 80s and you'll have fun.
I was going to say, like with the senior actors, do they just listen through the headphones, hear what the 18-year-olds just laugh and go, oh, sweetie, so much you don't know yet. And then when vice versa, when the youngsters kind of hear what the seniors are saying, they're like, holy crap, life, bigger than school.
It's a great way to create empathy, actually, because I think if you watch an 18-year-old performing the words of an 88-year-old, you start thinking that, yeah, that 88-year-old was 18 once, and that 18-year-old has no idea what it's like to be 88. It just asks the audience to listen differently to those voices as well, because I think it's because we kind of, in the West, we kind of have these gated communities almost, in that high schools and nursing homes are places you can't go into without an invitation. So it's doing that little mismatch is a great way to just ask them to listen differently, because I think there's a lot of assumptions that all elderly people are really conservative and out of touch and young people have no respect and da-da-da. But, because I've taken so long to collect this audio and I've spent so much time with these two age groups, I've really worked hard to get really candid, joyful and some very sad material as well, that you really feel like you're eavesdropping on very, you know, candid conversations with these age groups. So, yeah, I hope through the mismatch, it's not just a gimmick, it's actually asking the audience to listen differently.
Mm. Well, it sounds like an incredible project. I'm glad it's back and finally on the stage. But Rosalind, thank you so much for talking to us today.
Oh, a pleasure. And it's on for two more shows today at Parramatta Riverside at 2:15 and 7:30 tonight. And then we're going up north to Queensland and Darwin and WA, and we're ending the tour in Wollongong at the Merrigong Theatre, which will be August 30 to the 2nd of September. So there's a chance to catch it in the gong as well.
Excellent. We'll put all those details up on 2SER.com. But Rosalind, thank you again.
Lovely speaking to you, Sophie.